Germany's defense minister is not up for election right now, but Karl Theodor zu Guttenberg is said to be Germany's most popular politician. He's a charismatic aristocrat and a possible future national leader. The minister's got a big problem, though. He's just been accused of plagiarism. German newspapers say that he quoted numerous sources in his doctoral thesis without proper attribution. Among other things, Baron Gutenberg's accused of lifting a passage from the website of the U.S. Embassy in Germany. Now, one newspaper has nicknamed Gutenberg Baron Cut and Paste. Stephen Evans is the BBC's correspondent in Berlin. Briefly, what's the thesis about and who claims that he plagiarized?
The thesis is a rather dry law thesis, and basically a professor did an analysis of it and found all these passages which were not just similar but identical to works written by other people, word after word after word. So he's been accused of plagiarism. He says that's absurd. Meanwhile, the newspapers and the TV in Germany have been having a field day because he is a very, very colourful character. He's your classic Hollywood aristo, hair swept back, round glasses, fabulously rich, very good looking. He's the kind of guy who jumps over fences when the cameras are there. He got into a lot of trouble by taking his very glamorous chat show host wife to Afghanistan. He was accused of using Afghanistan as a backdrop. So he is this Teflon character, and suddenly there's a bit of muck sticking.
Okay, now before I ask anything in his defense, I want you to go on a little bit further and give us his full name, please.
His full name, you said briefly at the top, it cannot be done briefly. His full name is Karl Theodor Maria Nikolaus Johann Jakob Philipp Josef Sylvester Freiherr, which means Baron, von und zu Guttenberg. And it's the von und zus which give away his aristocratic background. His family go back in Bavaria to, I think, the 15th century, and he still lives in the family castle.
Okay, now just to spare a thought for the Baron, the thesis, his law thesis done in 2006, was titled Constitution and Constitutional Treaty, Constitutional Developments in the USA and EU. As the accusations say, he apparently lifted some phrases from other authors word for word. Maybe those phrases were in the U.S. Constitution. I mean, you know, there are 475 pages in his thesis, 1,200 footnotes to check. Could he be innocent?
Not for me to say, but I think the nub of the argument will be about attribution. And these, remember, aren't just the odd sentence. If you go to the website of the Süddeutsche Zeitung, which broke the story,
a newspaper
in Germany, there are comparisons, his thesis side by side with articles from 1979, and there are long paragraphs where the words are absolutely identical. And the professors whose articles are quoted without being acknowledged are saying that amounts to plagiarism.
And there are some other controversial stories about him that have to do with a naval training ship and a visit to these German troops in Afghanistan.
Sure. He's the guy that the media certainly love to hate. So anything involving the defense ministry, he gets the flak for. But I think this incident is a bit different because the previous incidents have been to do with his control of his political field, if you like. But this one is about his own personal behavior.
Meaning that he may no longer be seen as the natural successor to Angela Merkel, which he is right now?
Well, let's imagine that the university does say it's plagiarism. There's no doubt about that. We can't award this doctorate. That would then clearly throw into doubt the way in which he views honesty, if you like. And that then is a much more difficult matter to overcome if you're going for the top job in the land.
Steve Evans is the BBC's correspondent in Berlin, talking to us about the popular aristocratic German politician who's now in trouble deep. Stephen, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is PRI.